Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, live with you in the Dog Bowl in Berea on this Veterans Day. Want to start off by thanking everybody who has and does serve our country. Thank you so much for your service and for protecting the freedoms that we all hold so dear and risking so much. So thank you to all the veterans and active servicemen in our great military out there today. And it's been a special day in Berea. The servicemen and women were out watching practice earlier today. And one of those people who was participating in that practice is the man who leads the Browns at 4.6 yards per carry. The man who leads the Browns with 5 rushing touchdowns on the season. You probably know. I think he's pretty good at what he does. Caw-caw, the crow, Isaiah Crowell in studio. What's up, bro?
What's going on?
Not too much. Welcome into the studio. Before we get into everything here today, just want to start off asking, how was your weekend away? Was it good? What'd you do?
I went back home, went to Atlanta, went to Columbus, you know, just kicked it with my family, you know, kicked it with my people for a little bit.
Is everybody in Atlanta fired up for the game against the Falcons in 2 weeks when you have your return home?
Yeah, everybody fired up. Everybody's, you know, planning to be there.
You're going to sell out the Georgia Dome just with your own ticket request?
I try to. It gets expensive, bro.
That's right. So let me ask you. So last week, you got back in there, got into the end zone. One stat that continues to boggle my mind, and I say it all the time, is you've had 7 carries inside the red zone. You've scored on 5 of those carries. That is, you are the most efficient red zone running back in the NFL. And it's not like you're coming in at the 1 and getting the goal line carries. What makes you such an effective touchdown machine?
I feel like, you know, when I get around the end zone, I just feel like, you know, I have to get it in. You know, at Georgia, when I was there my freshman year, if we got tackled inside the 5, you know, we got bones taken away from us. So, you know, that just grew on me. And when I get it inside the, you know, red zone, I just got to punch it in.
It's touchdown time.
Yeah.
Sure, Isaiah, talk to me about take a lot of the listeners inside the running backs room. Obviously, you've got 3 great running backs, yourself, Terrence West, and Ben Tate, all fighting for carries, all fighting for some love. Walk us through the dynamic. Anytime there's a competitive group, people think there's adversity, or that you guys are rooting against each other. Just talk about the camaraderie that you guys, you know, have in that room. You know, yourself and Terrence being rookies, learning from Ben Tate as well.
You know, me and Terrence, you know, we still got a lot to learn. You know, we compete with each other every day. You know, push each other to get better. You know, with Ben, we learn a lot from him. You know, with pass protection, that's been the main thing we learn from him. Anything we don't know, we just ask him because, you know, he's a veteran. So, you know, he can help us out a lot.
Definitely.
What's the one thing you're the most proud of halfway through your rookie season in the NFL?
Really just, you know, getting the speed of the game down and just, you know, being able to pick up pass protection. That's my main thing.
What do you think is the one thing you need to work on the most going forward?
I want to work on, you know, running harder, you know, being
I don't know if you can run much harder. You look like you're shot out of a cannon, man.
Yeah, I want to run more harder, and I don't want, you know, I want it to be hard for, you know, the first person to bring me down. So
talk about, for me personally, is, like, where do you feel you project? First of all, not only project, do you think you could be a lead dominant runner for a football team in the National Football League?
Come on, man, of course.
Hey, I know Nathan and I think that you can. But then also, too, that's the first part. And then second part, too, is again, talk about how was it a surprise for you to get as much work as you have thus far? You know, being an undrafted free agent, coming into a football team, you feel like you got to earn your stripes. Mm-hmm. But because of the injury of Ben Tate, you know, yourself and Terrence have been kind of thrust into that opportunity, you know, divvying up those carries while Ben Tate was getting healthy. Has that helped you? And then again, does it project well for you, you know, down the road to become a full-time starter in the National Football League?
Yes, I feel like I can be a full-time starter. And I feel like when Ben got hurt, you know, it pushed me out there, you know, to come in and, you know, take a little bit of the load, me and Terrence. And I feel like we did good at that. And, you know, I feel like it helps me a lot, you know, to just show them what I can do.
Crow, when you go from Georgia, where you were the man, and then you go down into Alabama and you're the man there, is that the toughest adjustment to the NFL, is knowing that you're not going to be out there every snap, you're not going to get every carry? Because, you know, when you get every carry, you don't feel the need to press, you don't feel the need to try to hit that home run. Mm-hmm. But when you're only going to get maybe 10 carries, maybe 14, maybe less than that, is that one of the harder things to kind of mentally, because you want to make as big of an impact as you can?
Yeah, you want to make as big of an impact as you can. And, you know, the carry is, you know, minimizing. You know, you try to get focused on hitting the big run, but, you know, you just got to take what the defense gives you and, you know, just keep pushing.
Now, one aspect of the game that I think, as you said, I think for a young running back, you know, learning pass protection is the hardest, because when you get the football, you just go off those basic instincts and, you know, and put that foot in the ground, which you do extremely well. But the one thing I know Nathan and I have really wanted out of the running back group, and it's not at all your fault, is for you guys to catch the ball more out of the backfield. Now, is that something at any point that exists in Kyle Shanahan's scheme, or is it just kind of like, you know, Brian Hoyer is better because of the play action? They need you off that run fake, and he's looking with his eyes down the field more.
I feel like, you know, Kyle has, you know, a lot of, you know, run pass plays where, you know, we are effective in it in the pass game. And, I mean, I feel like Hoyer is better, you know what I'm saying, pass, you know, doing play actions. And, you know, that's why I feel like.
He almost forgets about you guys sometimes. You know, you guys carry out a fake one way, and he's rolling looking the other way.
Yeah. Sometimes we're wide open. You know, he shoot us in the foot, but, you know, it's all right. You know, he's been doing real good. So
yes, he has. Yes, he has.
Talk about working under Wilbert Montgomery, a guy who was great in this league. He's been a great running back coach. He's coached a lot of the greats. What's the best piece of advice he's given you?
You know, really just staying on track and, you know, just pressing the hole. You know, once you press the track and, you know, you get the linebackers and stuff flowing, you know, you got the cutbacks and, you know, you can get around the edge if you can. So
we talk about that all the time, pressing the hole, and that's something I think you on tape stands out about the way that you run the football. You are the quickest to the hole and through the hole of these Browns backs. And we talked earlier, yes, you know, kind of, could you be a featured back? In your mind, what would it look like? Because this is a question I pose all the time. I know what it would look like. But in your mind, what would it look like if you got 20 carries in a game?
Don't be humble. Get the fans excited.
Well, I feel like, you know, I can run, you know, over 150, maybe 200 yards.
Feed the crow.
Living up to the dream.
Right now, everybody on Twitter, because I tweeted out that we had you in studio, is just like, feed the crow, feed the crow, feed the crow. Yeah. That's what people want. Feed the crow. I'd like to see it. Obviously, it's tough when you have so many good backs like the Browns have. You know, one of the things that we've heard, you know, when you didn't play as much against Oakland or Tampa Bay, it was, you know, ball security issues. Is that something that you're working on? Is that something that's ever been an issue for you at any time in your career? Because I don't think it was. I mean, against Cincinnati, that was not a fumble. You got one fumble on 6-4 carries. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I don't feel like ball security is a problem. You know, I feel like, you know, people make mistakes. And, you know, that's, if we're playing football, things are going to happen. But I don't feel like it's a problem. I feel like, you know, I, you know, hold the ball pretty well.
Instead of making it these questions continually be about yourself, I want to talk about this team. And I know that for me personally, sometimes it seems very easy when you walk in as a rookie into success, you know, meaning the team's winning. You're like, oh, the NFL's not as all cracked up to be. And I want to talk about, you know, the leadership in this locker room. You know, we, of course, on our end, see Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitner, and, of course, the quarterback, Brian Hoyer. Who else in that locker room has really stepped up and taken a leadership role, someone that you've gravitated to follow beyond some of the guys that I've already mentioned?
I feel like, you know, like Paul Kruger, you know, Joe Hayden. You know, a lot of those guys, you know, they've been in the league for a while, so they know the ropes, and, you know, they try to just get the young guys, you know, into it and, you know, just understand how the NFL works.
This team, 6-3 in first place, and I know this is your first year with the Browns, so it seems normal for you to have the Browns be in first place. Yeah, it is not normal for the Cleveland Browns.
That's where I was kind of coming from.
To be in first place at this point, it's been 19 years. So think about, what were you, three? Four? 19 years ago?
Yeah, 3 years.
Three years old. So that's the last time the Browns were first place this late in the season. So it's a huge deal, obviously, for this city. I know you guys come off that big win. You all get your little break. Coming back, what have people been stressing to you guys just to stay focused? And how do you feel the focus of this team is on, you know, keeping this momentum going and beating the Texans?
I feel like that's been the main thing, just keeping the focus. You know, don't get too high over this win because, you know, we got a lot of work still to do. So everybody, you know, just come back real humble, you know, not too high over the win because we got to keep pushing.
Was that the most fun you've had in the NFL, that game against Cincinnati?
Yeah, that's the most fun I've ever had.
it was a good one.
Just knowing we're in first place.
Yeah, that's right. And then just lastly, my question is you know, talk about briefly for you as a rookie, what Coach Mike Pettine, the way he's interjected his personality, the tenacity, the mental toughness into that locker room, and how you guys so quickly have turned this, not only that grasped that mentality, but turned that mentality into wins on the football field.
Coach Pettine, you know, he always tell us, you know, ignore the noise, you know, outside, you know. A lot of people don't think we, you know, we're as good as we are. So, you know, we just got to go out there and show the world, you know, what we can do each and every week. So we got to stay focused, you know, and beat the Texans this week.
That's right.
And it's been kind of the concert between Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer that have built this team and gotten to this point. I know your agents are very good friends with Ray Farmer. What did it mean to you, and what kind of conversations have you had with Ray? Because when you're an undrafted free agent, it's kind of a little bit of a recruitment. It's like kind of going back to your college days. Hey, we want you to be here. What do you think about coming here? How did that process all play out for you? And you know, what's your relationship like with Ray?
Ray called me, you know, right after the draft, you know, talked to me for a little bit, told me he wanted me to come down. I came down, just been working hard ever since. And, you know, after I had the big touchdown against the Bears last preseason game, you know, we talked and, you know, he told me he knew I could play and, you know, different stuff like that. After I made the team, you know, I talked to him when we came back and, you know, told me he wanted, you know, to just see how I could, you know, handle the NFL. And, you know, that's when Ben Tate, you know, had his injury and, you know, I've been playing ever since. So,
what was it like though when you got in that game? Because I'm sure at that point in the game plan, you probably weren't going to play against Pittsburgh.
I didn't think I was going to play.
So he gets down. You come in. You have 5 carries for 32 yards, 2 touchdowns. Were you just like, man, yeah.
where's the easy button?
Yeah,
right?
What is this? The NFL? What's
NFL?
The big deal?
What's up with this?
Like, yeah, the NFL guy.
Just give me the ball. Yeah. I love it. Well, Crow, we appreciate you taking the time. What's the one thing though about this game, this Texans game, that is the most important to you? Because I know they talk about, you know, trap games, looking ahead. I know you have to be looking at that Atlanta game, but this focus on Houston this Saturday. What's the one thing that's most important to you about this game?
You know, really just going out there and get the win. That's the main thing. You know, we want to keep it going, you know, keep our fans, you know, excited. So
has Dante Whitner, you know, Brian Hoyer, both being from Cleveland, has that helped you young guys? You know, you're from Georgia, as we talked about, understand really what this team means to this city and what you guys are doing right now means to this city.
Yeah, Dante tells a lot of time, you know, it means a lot to the city. You know, we got to do it for the city because they support us no matter what.
Do you get a lot of crows out when you're out in public now?
Yeah,
you're getting all the time?
Yeah,
all right, well, we're doing our part on the
Nathan
radio.
Nathan Zagura, you can thank him for that.
The radio, no question. The great Isaiah Crowell. You can follow him on Twitter at IsaiahCrowell34. Hopefully, he will be getting the rock quite a bit against the Texans. All he does is score touchdowns, leading the team with 5 on the season. Crow, thanks for the time.
Right, thanks.
Good luck this week, and welcome back to work, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, when we come back here, we told you it's Veterans Day. A lot of active servicemen took in the Browns practice today. We'll speak with 2 of them, big Browns fans, when Matt Wilhelm and I return here on this loaded edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Starting off with a bang, though. Caw-caw! Caw-caw! Caw-caw!